We have a saying, we do the work. I think it's a well-known saying. We just say it at contrarian thinking too. But I think one of the ways that people don't realize is super easy to get ahead is there's two things. Curse of competence, which means there are actually very few competent, hardworking, driven people in this world. Way more than I think people realize. And you've seen it before. Like you've seen when somebody goes 10% more than the norm. It's pretty rare, actually. Like how many people have you had come in here and not impress you? Just be kind of like everybody else. And then you notice the guy who's like, oh no, he's here before everybody else. Oh, he stays a little bit later than everybody else. Could be 10 minutes on both ends. Oh, he like submitted a brief and an update without being asked. Like, do the work. Be that one competent human in a ocean of humans who are complacent instead of competent. And then the second thing I think that surprised me about how easy, quote unquote, easy it was to succeed is that most people say they want things, but they say it almost like hopes instead of wills. And so, my husband and I kind of talk about this a lot. We're like, do you want it or are you going to do it? And he has this annoying saying he always says to me, which is like, are you a good white shark or are you a great white shark? And he says it to me. He says it to me often when we're working out, which is when I really want to murder him. But it's like a little family motto. Like, are you going to be kind of okay and good? Or are you going to be great? And the difference between good and great is 10%, and nobody strives for it. And so for people listening, I mean, I don't know. Look, like, how easy is that? Be there 10% earlier and stay 10% later than than everybody else at your company for 6 months. Like, watch what happens. And if that doesn't get noticed at that company, go to the next one or build the next company in the 10 minutes that you're there in the beginning and the end. It's what I did at Goldman Sachs. I got recognized by the most senior director, and then I had multiple job opportunities after that. I wasn't smarter than anybody else. I didn't go to any fancy schools. I didn't have an MBA then, but I worked slightly harder than everybody else. I was competent, and I did a little bit more than everybody else, and that was it.
When somebody's aggressive, when they are working harder than other people, when you can tell they want it, it's a joy to be around.
Such
Like there really is something. And I talk about this a lot, like, don't make me drag you.
Oh.
Don't make me drag you. I'll drag you across the finish line if I have to, because I am going to succeed. But god damn, like if you can make me sweat, that's thrilling. When I'm around people that I'm like, whoa, all right, look at this person. Like they're really showing up. They're playing to win. It's intoxicating. It's just for the right person. For me, that's a thrill to be around. I love that so much. And it really will get people a lot farther than they think.
Yeah.